Hey, and welcome back to Adulting is Hard, a podcast where I talk about the ups and downs of adulting, specifically for when you're just starting out on your own. My name is Janice, and I'm so excited for this episode because it's about Pride Month. Happy Pride Month, everyone. I always love the month of June, specifically because it's Pride Month, and it is one of my favorite months of the year. And, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how excited I am for this episode. When I was trying to figure out, like, what kind of episodes I wanted to do and when and that kind of stuff, one of the first things I told myself was I have to do one about Pride. Because it's, being a member of the LGBTQ plus community, Pride Month is such an important part of the year for me. Because it just makes it, I guess, a little easier to be proud of who I am. And I am here. I am queer. And let's go ahead and get started. So, I am personally bisexual. And I came out when I was in 8th grade. I was about 14 at the time. And it was terrifying. And since I was a little kid, I always knew that I wasn't really normal because I would catch myself, like, looking at girls in my class and girls that were my friends and feeling the same way about them that I felt when I looked at boys. And it was difficult for me to come to terms with it, partially because I hadn't really personally been exposed to a lot of LGBT inclusive material and experiences at that point in my life. But I'm here, so that means I survived coming out, which was very hard to do, again, because of not having a lot of LGBT experiences around me, and because I grew up in an extremely conservative community. I grew up in a tiny town in Michigan where most of the time, if you were not a white, straight, cisgendered person, you would get made fun of and taunted and bullied. And I experienced that. And not just for being bi, but for other things, but I'm not going to go into that. That's an entirely different episode on its own. And I kind of wanted to talk about coming out, especially when you're going into your teenage years and you're becoming a young adult. It can be really hard and scary. And while it's amazing if you feel you're safe enough to come out and you're in a good environment too, make sure that this is what you want to and that you're not being persuaded by anyone else. This has to be something that you are absolutely ready to do and that you feel safe and have a safe place to go to do so. And it's also important to remember, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Not a damn thing. And you are absolutely not alone if you are not a straight and or cisgendered person. And that was very hard for me to personally accept growing up, but here I am. And when someone tells me personally that they are thinking of coming out, one of the first things I say to them is that I'm so freaking proud of them for being comfortable enough with me to share this with me. And then the second thing I usually say is, are you in a safe place in your life and physically to do so? Especially if it's someone that lives in the same type of community I grew up in. because I know multiple people who have either been threatened or actually have gotten kicked out or disowned or anything like that because they came out or they were outed to their family and their parents. And that's not okay. So if you're not in a safe environment, or you think there is a chance of you being kicked out and not being able to support yourself, hold off on coming out to those people that will not accept you until you are in a safe environment and you have someone to help you or you can support yourself. Because your health and safety is so much more important than being out. And I know that kind of sounds a little ass backwards, but it's the truth. And sorry that got a little heavy. Yeah. So, another thing I wanted to talk about is... I'm sorry. It's almost 1 a.m. and I'm very tired. Another thing I wanted to talk about was finding other people in the LGBT community. And this tends to be a little easier if you're in high school or college, because chances are there's at least one other person that is in the LGBT community. And I was fortunate enough to go to have my high school be on a community college campus because of the specific high school program I did that had a an LGBT group on campus. And when I joined, it was called the Gay Straight Alliance. But after I stopped being able to go to meetings like I wanted to, they changed their name to the Gender and Sexuality Alliance. And it's always been referred to as the GSA. And I joined the GSA just as a member my sophomore year of high school, I believe. And it was the first place I had felt safe and welcome to talk about my experiences and how I was feeling when it involved my relationships and my sexuality and anything pertaining to that. And I actually eventually became a co-chair for one semester. And while it was stressful as fuck, it was amazing. And even though I've been out of high school for a year and I'm no longer part of the GSA, I still have gone to their pride prom that they put on every year. And it's amazing to see the faces of people that when I met them, they weren't even close to coming out. And one of them is actually one of my closest friends. For the longest time, his father told him and his siblings that if one of them was gay, they couldn't live there anymore. And my friend was terrified because he didn't really have a place to go for the most part. But after meeting his incredible fiance, he spoke to his father, and his father's fiance helped him come out. And it was amazing. And I'm so, so beyond proud of him. And I think it's also very important to have a support system behind you. And even if it can't be your biological family, you can choose your own family. And being in the LGBT community has truly helped me realize that. And someone else I know, she lives in the same community that I grew up in. And she went out of state for college after she graduated high school. And she met her roommate, and they fell in love. And I love my friend so much. And I'm so fortunate that she was comfortable enough and felt safe enough with me to reveal this information to me. But unfortunately, because of how her family views the LGBT community, she is not safe to come out. And her and her girlfriend have had to hide their relationship for a year or so. And I feel really sad for her for that. And she knows that if she were to come out to them, it would not end well. But I told her she will always have a place to stay if she needs to. Because I will do anything I can to help my friends and the people I love be in a safe, comfortable space. I unfortunately have never been to Pride. And that makes me so sad. But because of the way my work schedule is right now and the fact that I have Saturdays and Sundays off, I'm really hoping to be able to go to Toledo Pride this year, which is the closest one to me since I live in Toledo, Ohio. And I am so excited to... I can't even tell you. I'm excited to wear my bisexual whale tank top and my purple, pink, and blue tutu with some shorts underneath and just be free to be who I am. And that's one of the great things about Pride. And a lot of people actually aren't aware of the history of Pride. The Pride Festival and Pride Parade actually began as a riot. And it was at the Stonewall Inn in Manhattan, New York, in the Greenwich Village. And the Stonewall riots lasted from June 28th to July 1st of 1969. And it was led by transgender people of color. And that is amazing that they felt strong enough to retaliate against the police brutality against the LGBT community. And while it was a somewhat grim beginning, Pride has turned into numerous events throughout the world that are full of love and acceptance and happiness and just being able to feel free to be who you are. And that is one of the most amazing things that people in the LGBT community can feel, or anyone can feel even. And I am so thankful to those individuals that helped the LGBT community, my community, be able to be where we are now. I can marry whoever the hell I want because they started the same-sex and gay marriage acceptance movement so many years ago. And it is... I'm almost gonna cry because of the way this current presidential administration is... (sighs) disrespecting Pride Month and the millions of LGBT individuals in this country. But this isn't going to be political. I just needed to get that out. Another thing I wanted to talk about is the struggles of dating when you're in the LGBT community when you live in a conservative area. It can really be hard because half of the people that you know that are in the LGBT community that you are possibly interested in are either not out yet, and that can really take a toll on a relationship, or they're dating someone, or you know someone that's dated them, and that could cause complications for your personal relationships. Woo! Excuse me. I've personally only dated one girl, but I also dated several guys, and the reason behind that, for the most part, is because there just weren't that many girls that were out when I was growing up, and I'm still having a hard time in dating in the LGBT community, even in Toledo, because I'm personally afraid of rejection, and I have my own issues with that. I will say, though, that I have been fortunate enough to have an amazing mother who loves me and my younger sister for who we are. We're both in the LGBT community. And I don't know how we end up with a mother who is so accepting based on where all three of us were raised. But I really am thankful that I'm honestly can't really explain how thankful I am to have my mom in my life. And she is one of my biggest supporters. And I just, God, this is, I wouldn't be able to have the courage to be out if it wasn't for her. I'll be honest. This is just, I don't even know. I used to be very, very quiet about my sexuality, but the older I've gotten and the more comfortable I've gotten with myself, the more open I am. And if anyone asks me, I'll tell them, yeah, I'm bi. And no, I don't really care what other people think. Because this is part of who I am. And there's nothing wrong with that. And actually, now that I think about it, part of my inspiration to make this episode was listening to Mac, the YouTuber Mac Does It, his podcast. I will link it in the website for this episode, because him and his co-host might talk about pride. And it made me realize, you know, someone needs to say something about this. Especially for people that are in smaller communities and don't have a whole lot of resources. So, thank you, Mac and Mike. I'm probably going to keep this under 30 minutes. Or at least that's the plan. Because, truthfully, I am at work, but I'm alone. So, we're fine. So, I'm fine. And I actually did some research and found out and found some information about local pride events that are coming up in Michigan and Ohio. And the soonest one is the Columbus Pride Parade and Festival, which is June 14th through the 16th. And it is at the Bicentennial in Genoa Park in Columbus, Ohio. And then after that is the Grand Rapids Pride Festival, which is June 15th in Grand Rapids. And after that is the Pride Week in Traverse City, Michigan, which the main event is June 22nd. And then Toledo Pride, which is August 16th through the 18th at Promenade Park and all along Adams Street in downtown Toledo. And I'm so excited to be able to go to my first Pride this year. And just see everyone being themselves and being happy and proud and free. And I also have some resources that I did some research on for anyone that thinks that they might be in a spot where they need some help figuring out or just talking about who they are and coming to grips with your sexuality or your gender identity, because that is an extremely difficult thing to do for a lot of people. So I have some information for the It Gets Better Project, the Trevor Project, GLAAD, and the Human Rights Campaign, and I also have the address and phone number for an LGBT safe house here in Toledo. And the safe house is called the Harvey House. It is at 2039 West Lasky Road in Toledo, Ohio, 43612. And the phone number is 419-356-1256. And I will leave as much information as possible in the description for this episode. And on an exciting note, I made a Twitter for the podcast. And you can find the Twitter for this podcast at hard_adulting on Twitter. And I'm going to leave the official Twitter for the podcast and my personal Instagram and Twitter in the description for this episode and any other information I can find about Pride, Pride Month, and any other resources. And I'm also going to leave the podcast email in the description in case anyone wants to send any suggestions or comments or anything like that. And please try to keep them as positive as possible. If I receive anything that is hateful or just mean, I will ignore it, and I'm not gonna personally deal with that. So I think I'm going to stop this episode right here. It's about 25 minutes long. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Happy Pride Month!